During the course of our work, many of our own assumptions got challenged. I would even venture to say that perhaps we are not even aware of some of these assumptions that we were harboring within us. These assumptions had close links with mental categories. And unknowingly, we were thinking through the framework of these categories. This we found to be a big hindrance in our being unable to see the reality as it was, or in analyzing a situation. This seemed to be the biggest stumbling block in true learning process. This helped us in our own understanding and subsequently in dissecting the problems with our education system and making attempts at freeing the students from these mental categories. Our world has somehow got divided into polarities. The black and the white, good and the bad, evil and noble, developed and backward, scientific and superstitious, progressive and reactionary or backward looking, modern and traditional, etc. Each of these categories, which are always expressed in words, are value loaded. As soon as these words are uttered, they involuntarily invoke certain images. These images are value loaded. There sometimes are huge assumptions which get attached or associated to these images, which distort our way of understanding. For instance, when we observe a community through the category of literacy, then we almost unconsciously divide the entire population into two specific categories, literates and illiterates. And then other values get loaded onto each of these words almost unconsciously. Literacy is unconsciously equated with being educated. Illiteracy gets clubbed with backwardness, etc. But this may not be true at all. There may be illiterates who are educated and progressive. On the other hand, there could be literates who are uneducated and unthinking people. I may be oversimplifying things here a bit, but that is a problem with giving examples. We do several exercises in our program to bring home the point how mental categories are value loaded. One can see this happening all the time. For instance, we find in India, more since the time BJP, RSS have come to the forefront and are trying to project themselves as the only representative of Hinduism, supported ably by the secular world, that our world has got divided into secular and communal, especially the Hindu world. Somehow the non-Hindus in India do not have to prove all the time that they are secular, but the Hindu has to do it. The Hindu can only belong to one of the two categories, but the problem is deeper. The word secular has got defined in a particular manner in which even reciting a shloka, for instance, or going to the temple to worship or wearing a certain kind of attire may open one to the charge of being non-secular. I am talking specially of the educated middle or lower middle urban Hindu here. One cannot utter the word dharma, for instance. This has got categorized and put in a peculiar slot. It has completely lost one of its larger meaning. It conveyed the universal order, the natural principle found in existence, the rit, which is intrinsic to the entity. The word dharma has been pruned of its larger meaning and been slotted to mean only religion in the narrowest sense. So to utter the word dharma has become dangerous and non-secular. One will have to apologize, explain 100 times, not to put a label, not to brand, but still it may be difficult. We are trying to create a space which challenges these either or categories. The learning institutes perhaps need to do some introspection to see if, in spite of their claim to study complexities and almost cringe at the thought of simplification, if willy-nilly they are not conniving at creating these mental categories and accompanying assumptions. They claim to see complexities, but somewhere they may have collaborated in creating these very stereotypical categories. These categories are many times hugely oppressive, almost violent. They terrorize people into submission, forcing them to be politically correct and slowly benumb the mind. In the course of our work, we have deeply explored this phenomenon, and we really are thankful to the women of Jaunpur, Lohia, Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia, Mahatma Gandhi, Sri Egg Nagaraj, the propounder of Madhyastha Darshan, and a few others, that this happened. having myself come from a very progressive, scientific and socialistic background, it is truly a miracle that I was able to do it.